The Luminous 100 Dynamic Stakeholder Alignment by Emmanuel Santa Anna. Luminous Prosperity. Dynamic Stakeholder Alignment. The Play of Evolutionary Intelligence. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt. Dynamic Stakeholder Alignment. Aligning stakeholders as a coherent field, not a negotiation.
Contents.
1. The Water of Alignment. Stakeholders in their element. 2. Beyond Negotiation. The Field of Coherent Stakeholder Dynamics. 3. Stakeholders as a Living System. Ecology and Autopoiesis. 4. Mechanisms of Coherence. How Alignment Emerges. 5. Tools for Clearing Apertures. Practical Methods in Complexity. 6. Case Studies. From Conflict to Cohesion. 7. The Future of Alignment. Play, Rigor, and Evolutionary Intelligence. The Water of Alignment. Stakeholders in their element. Tuning fork. Haiku. Water flows, aligns. Stakeholders dance in its current. Evolutions play.
Good.
Reality is not a thing to be exploited, but a dance to be learned. Emmanuel Santa Anna. The Architecture of Intelligence. Citation needed. Verify source. Parable. The River and the Stones. Once, in a village nestled between mountains, there lived a group of people who disagreed on how to build a bridge across a rushing river. Some wanted to dam the water, others to build around it, and a few insisted on letting the river flow freely while constructing pillars beneath its surface. The elders, weary from years of conflict, summoned a stranger who had traveled far. They asked him to resolve their dispute. The stranger listened, then said, "Why not ask the river? It carries stones and silt, shapes the land, and flows without resistance. If you align with its movement, the bridge will build itself." The villagers scoffed until they tried it. They observed the river's flow, noted where it gathered speed or slowed, and built their pillars accordingly. The bridge took shape not through force but through alignment, as if the river had guided them all along. The stranger vanished, leaving behind only ripples on the water. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Alignment is not a one-time negotiation, but an ongoing dance with complexity. Here are three universal practices that scale over time. 1. Aperture clearing. Regularly clear apertures, spaces where energy, attention, resources, creativity can flow without obstruction. Example, hold monthly flow checks where stakeholders identify and remove blockages in their collaboration. 2. Playful prototyping. Approach challenges as experiments, not fixed outcomes. Use rapid prototyping to test assumptions and adapt. Example, run weekly Lila Labs, where teams explore ideas in low-stakes, playful sessions. 3. Attractor mapping. Identify the attractors in a system, points of convergence or resistance, and align actions toward them. Example, use system mapping to visualize stakeholders' interests and map their movement over time. These practices are simple yet powerful because they mirror natural systems. They scale because they are not about control but about alignment with real complexity. Lummius definition. Luminous definition. Alignment, not harmony, but the dynamic interplay where stakeholders move as one current, neither forcing nor resisting, but flowing. Alignment here is not about consensus or uniformity. It's about finding the rhythm of the system, like a river carving its path through stones, where each stakeholder's movement contributes to the whole without losing their individuality. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What if alignment were not about compromise, but about discovering the current that already flows beneath your stakeholders? 2. Middle searing. Are you resisting the river, or are you learning to dance with its flow? 3. End. How will you design your next step so that it aligns not just with others, but with the evolutionary play of reality itself? The body, the water of alignment. Alignment is not about negotiation. It's about entering the water where stakeholders swim as one. Healing as a property of reality. Healing, whether in individuals or systems, is not an act of will but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Think of a clogged pipe. When the blockage, fear, resistance, misalignment is removed, water flows freely, healing the system naturally. This is Lila, divine play, the third factor in emergent systems, often mistaken for mere luck or the law of attraction. Clearing apertures. Every tradition, from ancient mysticism to modern complexity science, is a mirror reflecting this truth. Alignment is about clearing apertures. When these openings are clear, the cosmic and the ridiculous become one, because play, in its purest form, is how evolution expresses itself. Stakeholders who align with this flow do not force outcomes. They attune to the system's natural rhythm. Evolutionary intelligence. This is where evolutionary intelligence shines. It's not about intelligence as we know it, reason, logic, but about the intelligence of systems, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. Stakeholders who align with this intelligence do not negotiate. They co-evolve. Pain and humility. This work is rigorous, even architectural in its precision, but it must never be glib about pain. Misalignment is painful, not because of external forces, but because it disrupts the natural flow. The humility lies in recognizing that we are part of this system, not above it. Our role is to clear apertures, not to control the water. Play as mechanism. Play is the real mechanism behind alignment. In play, stakes are low, creativity is high, and outcomes emerge naturally. This is why Lila, the divine play, is the center of this book. It's where stakeholders find their element, in the flow, not against it. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Alignment is not harmony. It's the dance of stakes. 2. Clear the aperture, and healing flows through you. 3. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. 4. Stakeholders swim in the same water. Learn to move with it. 5. Pain is the signal, not the system. 6. Lila is not escape. It's the work itself in motion. 7. You are not aligning others. You're aligning with reality. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The flow check. Action. Sit quietly for 5 minutes, imagining your stakeholders as elements of a river system. Where do you feel blockages? What's the natural flow? Reflection. Write one sentence about how you might clear an aperture in your current work. 2. Deepening, Lila Lab. Action. Gather a small group, 2 to 4 people, and spend 30 minutes exploring a challenge through playful, low stakes. Okay, I'm writing chapter 1 of a book titled Dynamic Stakeholder Alignment, The Play of Evolutionary Intelligence. The chapter is called The Water of Alignment, Stakeholders in Their Element. It's part of a larger work that teaches about aligning stakeholders as a coherent field rather than just negotiation. First, I need to structure this chapter according to the given movements. Let me break it down. 1. Tuning fork. 1 original haiku and 1 profound quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting and original. The quote should be attributed and profound, possibly from a relevant source like Emmanuel Santa Anna or related to evolutionary intelligence. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate the concept of alignment in a way that's relatable but not didactic. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. This section should provide practical tools or frameworks that readers can apply, even if they're abstract concepts. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. It should be clear and memorable, perhaps highlighting the essence of alignment in this context. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1 to start, engaging. 1 searing in the middle, challenging or thought-provoking. 1 to end, reflective or forward-looking. 6. The body. The actual teaching, centered on Lila and evolutionary intelligence. This should dive deep into the concept, tying it back to the themes mentioned, healing as a property of reality, clearing apertures, play, and complexity science. 7. 7 second sentences, 7 aphorisms or pithy statements that encapsulate key ideas. These should be easy to remember and carry the essence of the chapter. 8. 3 exercises. Accessible, beginner-friendly. Deepening, intermediate. Advanced, challenging, for deeper integration. 9. Citations, real sources where possible. Mark citation needed. Claim if a source is missing or needs to be added later. Let me start drafting each section one by one, keeping the tone rigorous yet warm, avoiding glibness about pain, and pairing strong claims with humility. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Asterisk water flows aligns. Stakeholders dance in its current. Evolutions play. Asterisk.
Good.
Reality is not a thing to be exploited, but a dance to be learned. Emmanuel Santa Anna, The Architecture of Intelligence. Citation needed. Verify if this quote exists or needs to be attributed correctly. 2. Parable. Title, The River and the Stones. Once in a village nestled between mountains, there lived a group of people who disagreed on how to build a bridge across a rushing river. Some wanted to dam the water, others to build around it, and a few insisted on letting the river flow freely while constructing pillars beneath its surface. The elders, weary from years of conflict, summoned a stranger who had traveled far. They asked him to resolve their dispute. The stranger listened, then said, "Why not ask the river? It carries stones and silt, shapes the land, and flows without resistance. If you align with its movement, the bridge will build itself." The villagers scoffed until they tried it. They observed the river's flow, noted where it gathered speed or slowed, and built their pillars accordingly. The bridge took shape not through force, but through alignment, as if the river had guided them all along. The stranger vanished, leaving behind only ripples on the water.
3. Structure et technique.
Dynamic stakeholder alignment. Practices that scale. Alignment is not a one-time negotiation, but an ongoing dance with complexity. Here are 3 universal practices that scale over time. 1. Aperture clearing. Regularly clear apertures, spaces where energy, attention, resources, creativity can flow without obstruction. Example, hold monthly flow checks where stakeholders identify and remove blockages in their collaboration. 2. Playful prototyping. Approach challenges as experiments, not fixed outcomes. Use rapid prototyping to test assumptions and adapt. Example, run weekly Lila Labs, where teams explore ideas in low stakes, playful sessions. 3. Attractor mapping. Identify the attractors in a system, points of convergence or resistance, and align actions toward them. Example, use system mapping to visualize stakeholders' interests and map their movement over time. These practices are simple yet powerful because they mirror natural systems. They scale because they are not about control but about alignment with real complexity. 4. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Alignment. Not harmony, but the dynamic interplay where stakeholders move as one current, neither forcing nor resisting, but flowing. Alignment here is not about consensus or uniformity. It's about finding the rhythm of the system, like a river carving its path through stones, where each stakeholder's movement contributes to the whole without losing their individuality. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What if alignment were not about compromise, but about discovering the current that already flows beneath your stakeholders? 2. Middle searing. Are you resisting the river? Or are you learning to dance with its flow? 3. End. How will you design your next step so that it aligns not just with others, but with the evolutionary play of reality itself? 6. The body. The water of alignment. Alignment is not about negotiation. It's about entering the water where stakeholders swim as one. Healing as a property of reality. Healing, whether in individuals or systems, is not an act of will but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Think of a clogged pipe. When the blockage, fear, resistance, misalignment is removed, water flows freely, healing the system naturally. This is Lila, divine play, the third factor in emergent systems, often mistaken for mere luck or the law of attraction. Clearing apertures. Every tradition, from ancient mysticism to modern complexity science, is a mirror reflecting this truth. Alignment is about clearing apertures. When these openings are clear, the cosmic and the ridiculous become one, because play, in its purest form, is how evolution expresses itself. Stakeholders who align with this flow do not force outcomes. They attune to the system's natural rhythm. Evolutionary intelligence. This is where evolutionary intelligence shines. It's not about intelligence as we know it, reason, logic, but about the intelligence of systems, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. Stakeholders who align with this intelligence do not negotiate. They co-evolve. Pain and humility. This work is rigorous, even architectural in its precision, but it must never be glib about pain. Misalignment is painful, not because of external forces, but because it disrupts the natural flow. The humility lies in recognizing that we are part of the system, not above it. Our role is to clear apertures, not to control the water. Play as mechanism. Play is the real mechanism behind alignment. In play, stakes are low, creativity is high, and outcomes emerge naturally. This is why Lila, the divine play, is the center of this book. It's where stakeholders find their element, in the flow, not against it. 7 7 7 second sentences. 1. Alignment is not harmony. It's the dance of stakes. 2. Clear the aperture, and healing flows through you. 3. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. 4. Stakeholders swim in the same water. Learn to move with it. 5. Pain is the signal, not the system. 6. Lila is not escape. It's the work itself in motion. 7. You are not aligning others. You're aligning with reality. 8. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The flow check. Action. Sit quietly for 5 minutes, imagining your stakeholders as elements of a river system. Where do you feel blockages? What's the natural flow? Reflection. Write one sentence about how you might clear an aperture in your current work. 2. Deepening. Lila Lab. Action. Gather a small group, 2 to 4 people, and spend 30 minutes exploring a challenge through playful, low-stakes experiments, e.g., drawing, role-playing, or rapid prototyping. Reflection. How did the play shift your perspective on the problem? 3. Advanced attractor mapping. Action. Map out the key stakeholders in a system and identify their attractors, points of convergence or resistance. Then, design actions that align with these attractors over time, e.g., monthly, quarterly. Reflection. Where did you find unexpected alignment? How did it shift your approach? 9. Citations. Citation needed. Verify and attribute the quote from Emmanuel Santa Anna or a similar source. For references to complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, cite. Prigogine, E. Osteingesch, E. 1984. Order out of chaos, man's new dialogue with nature. Maturana, H. et Varla, F. 1980. Autopoiesis and cognition, the realization of the living. For Lila and evolutionary intelligence, consider. Capra, F. 1975. The web of life, a new scientific understanding of life and the universe. Santa Anna, Emmanuel, if available, otherwise, note for later research. Final chapter. Now, I'll assemble all these elements into a cohesive chapter. Markdown. The water of alignment. Stakeholders in their element. Tuning fork. Haiku. Water flows, aligns. Stakeholders dance in its current. Evolutions play.
Good.
Reality is not a thing to be exploited, but a dance to be learned. Emmanuel Santa Anna, The Architecture of Intelligence, citation needed. Verify source. Parable, The River and the Stones. Once, in a village nestled between mountains, there lived a group of people who disagreed on how to build a bridge across a rushing river. Some wanted to dam the water, others to build around it, and a few insisted on letting the river flow freely while constructing pillars beneath its surface. The elders, weary from years of conflict, summoned a stranger who had traveled far. They asked him to resolve their dispute. The stranger listened, then said, "Why not ask the river? It carries stones and silt, shapes the land, and flows without resistance. If you align with its movement, the bridge will build itself." The villagers scoffed until they tried it. They observed the river's flow, noted where it gathered speed or slowed, and built their pillars accordingly. The bridge took shape not through force but through alignment, as if the river had guided them all along. The stranger vanished, leaving behind only ripples on the water. Structure and technique. Practices that scale. Alignment is not a one-time negotiation, but an ongoing dance with complexity. Here are three universal practices that scale over time. 1. Aperture clearing. Regularly clear apertures, spaces where energy, attention, resources, creativity can flow without obstruction. Example, hold monthly flow checks where stakeholders identify and remove blockages in their collaboration. 2. Playful prototyping. Approach challenges as experiments, not fixed outcomes. Use rapid prototyping to test assumptions and adapt. Example, run weekly Lila Labs, where teams explore ideas in low-stakes, playful sessions. 3. Attractor mapping. Identify the attractors in a system, points of convergence or resistance, and align actions toward them. Example, use system mapping to visualize stakeholders' interests and map their movement over time. These practices are simple yet powerful because they mirror natural systems. They scale because they are not about control but about alignment with real complexity. Lummius definition. Luminous definition. Alignment, not harmony, but the dynamic interplay where stakeholders move as one current, neither forcing nor resisting, but flowing. Alignment here is not about consensus or uniformity. It's about finding the rhythm of the system, like a river carving its path through stones, where each stakeholder's movement contributes to the whole without losing their individuality. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What if alignment were not about compromise, but about discovering the current that already flows beneath your stakeholders? 2. Middle searing. Are you resisting the river? Or are you learning to dance with its flow? 3. End. How will you design your next step so that it aligns not just with others, but with the evolutionary play of reality itself? The body, the water of alignment. Alignment is not about negotiation. It's about entering the water where stakeholders swim as one. Healing as a property of reality. Healing, whether in individuals or systems, is not an act of will, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. Think of a clogged pipe. When the blockage, fear, resistance, misalignment is removed, water flows freely, healing the system naturally. This is Lila, divine play, the third factor in emergent systems, often mistaken for mere luck or the law of attraction. Clearing apertures. Every tradition, from ancient mysticism to modern complexity science, is a mirror reflecting this truth. Alignment is about clearing apertures. When these openings are clear, the cosmic and the ridiculous become one, because play, in its purest form, is how evolution expresses itself. Stakeholders who align with this flow do not force outcomes. They attune to the system's natural rhythm. Evolutionary intelligence. This is where evolutionary intelligence shines. It's not about intelligence as we know it, reason, logic, but about the intelligence of systems, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. Stakeholders who align with this intelligence do not negotiate. They co-evolve. Pain and humility. This work is rigorous, even architectural in its precision, but it must never be glib about pain. Misalignment is painful, not because of external forces, but because it disrupts the natural flow. The humility lies in recognizing that we are part of this system, not above it. Our role is to clear apertures, not to control the water. Play as mechanism. Play is the real mechanism behind alignment. In play, stakes are low, creativity is high, and outcomes emerge naturally. This is why Lila, the divine play, is the center of this book. It's where stakeholders find their element, in the flow, not against it. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Alignment is not harmony. It's the dance of stakes. 2. Clear the aperture, and healing flows through you. 3. Play is the language of evolutionary intelligence. 4. Stakeholders swim in the same water. Learn to move with it. 5. Pain is the signal, not the system. 6. Lila is not escape. It's the work itself in motion. 7. You are not aligning others. You're aligning with reality. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. The flow check. Action. Sit quietly for 5 minutes, imagining your stakeholders as elements of a river system. Where do you feel blockages? What's the natural flow? Reflection. Write one sentence about how you might clear an aperture in your current work. 2. Deepening, Lila Lab. Action. Gather a small group, 2 to 4 people, and spend 30 minutes exploring a challenge through playful, low-stakes experiments, e.g., drawing, role-playing, or rapid prototyping. Reflection. How did the play shift your perspective on the problem? 3. Advanced, attractor mapping. Action. Map out the key stakeholders in a system and identify their attractors, points of convergence or resistance. Then, design actions that align with these attractors over time, e.g., monthly, quarterly. Reflection. Where did you find unexpected alignment? How did it shift your approach? Citations. Citation needed. Verify and attribute the quote from Emmanuel Santa Anna or a similar source.
Prigogine i Ostangesh i 1984.
Order out of chaos. Man's new dialogue with nature.
Maturana H. E. Varla F. 1980.
Autopoiesis and cognition. The realization of the living. Capra F. 1975. The web of life. A new scientific understanding of life and the universe. This chapter is a holon, complete on its own, but also part of a larger body of work. It invites readers into the water of alignment, where stakeholders find their element through play, clearing apertures, and attuning to evolutionary intelligence. The tone is rigorous yet warm, avoiding glibness about pain while pairing strong claims with humility. It aligns with complexity science and the teachings of Emmanuel Santa Anna, offering both depth and practicality. Chapter 2, Beyond Negotiation, The Field of Coherent Stakeholder Dynamics. Tuning Fork, Haiku. Water swirls in play. Evolution's dance unfolds. Stakeholders align.
Guap.
In the dance of systems, negotiation is but the shadow. Coherence is the light. Parable, the forest that negotiated itself into silence. Once, in an ancient forest, the trees gathered beneath the oldest oak to discuss how best to share sunlight. The oak, proud and sturdy, argued for its right to claim the highest branches, while the willow, supple and bending, pleaded for space near the riverbank where the soil was rich. The pine, tall and straight, demanded unbroken sky above it, lest its needles grow sparse. They negotiated for seasons, crafting treaties of shade and root space, but the forest remained tense. The wind carried whispers of dissatisfaction from one tree to another, and storms came with greater fury, uprooting those who had hoarded too tightly to their own needs. Then, one autumn, a great storm approached. The trees braced, remembering their agreements, but found themselves bound not by treaties, but by roots that had grown tangled in the dark soil without thought. They swayed together, not out of obedience to rules, but out of resonance with the wind itself. Branches bent and gave, not as concessions, but as notes in a song. When the storm passed, the forest was stronger. Not because they had negotiated better, but because they had learned to dance, each tree contributing its unique strength, not to win space, but to play with the whole. Structure and technique. Practices that scale with complexity. Coherent stakeholder dynamics are not about perfect harmony or endless debate. They are about practices that allow a system to self-organize around shared purpose without losing its vitality. Here are three foundational techniques that scale over time. 1. Observation circles. Gather stakeholders in a circle where the focus is on observing the system's dynamics, its tensions, its flow, its hidden patterns, without immediate problem solving. Practice. Spend 20 minutes in silence, each person noting one moment of coherence or friction in their work. Share only if the impulse arises. 2. Resonance mapping. A visual tool to map how stakeholders resonate with or against each other and the larger system. Use colors or symbols to represent alignment, e.g., blue for resonance, red for friction. Practice. Draw a simple diagram of key stakeholders and color it based on where you sense tension or ease in your current projects. 3. Playful prototyping. Experiment with small, low-stakes changes to see how the system responds. Treat these as games rather than strategies. Practice. Design one tiny intervention, e.g., a meeting format change, and observe its ripple effects over a week without attaching to outcomes. These practices are not about control, but about clearing apertures, spaces where Lila, the divine play of evolutionary intelligence, can move through the system like water through stone. Luminous definition. Coherent stakeholder dynamics. The emergent, self-organizing alignment of stakeholders around shared purpose and complexity, where negotiation gives way to a play of evolutionary intelligence that uplifts the entire system. It is not about agreement or consensus, but about the dynamic interplay in which conflict itself becomes the medium through which coherence emerges. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Where in your work do you sense a hint of coherence, even amidst conflict? 2. Middle, searing what if negotiation is not the path to alignment but its obstacle? 3. How might you begin to see stakeholders as participants in a larger, playful intelligence rather than adversaries or allies? The body, the play of evolutionary intelligence. Negotiation is a necessary dance, but it is not the deepest work. Coherent stakeholder dynamics move beyond negotiation into the realm where systems self-organize, where stakeholders are no longer separate actors, but nodes in a larger field of evolutionary intelligence. Imagine water flowing through a landscape. It does not negotiate with the rocks. It finds its path by moving with them, wearing them down not through force, but through persistence and play. Similarly, stakeholders do not align through argument or compromise, but by resonating with the deeper currents of a system's purpose. This is Lila, the divine play that underlies all emergent systems. It is the third factor in complexity science, beyond the known laws of attraction or repulsion. Here, healing is not an act of will, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures, spaces where stakeholders are no longer clinging to their own needs, but flowing with the system's intelligence. The mechanism, self-organization, and dissipative structures. Coherent stakeholder dynamics operate on principles from complexity science.